A cure for cholera, known as the cholera bath. 18th of October, 1848. Catalogue reference MH 13/245/120. The cholera has arrived in this country at last. Is there no one who can stop its progress and prevent its spreading over our highly favoured land? I have been abroad for many years, though not as a medical man, where the cholera has been raging. I have tried my medicine and outward application, and in all cases have never found it to fail, either abroad or in this country, whether Asiatic or English cholera or bowel complaint. In Liverpool, whilst the disease was at its height, I cured many. And in Gravesend, where the inhabitants were running in all directions to avoid the pestilence, and I were cautioned to avoid entering the house where it was, I went with pleasure and without the least risk, and succeeded in curing 2 cases. I was at that time holding a situation in HM Customs in the Port of London, and many persons would come forward and substantiate my statements if required. My wish is to do all the good possible and to cure as many cases as I can, if allowed, and then give it to the world at large, so that the inhabitants of every town, village, and hamlet may be furnished with the means of prevention and cure for one neighbour to assist another. It is valuable and cheap, and one of the easiest cases to cure if taken in time. 12 shillings will cure a dozen cases of the Asiatic cholera with the use of the portable vapour bath, and 6 shillings the same number of cases of the English cholera or bowel complaint. All public institutions, hospitals, barracks, workhouses and prisons of all descriptions ought to be provided with the cholera or vapour bath. Likewise, all poor localities ought to be furnished with this valuable application. The cholera bath ought to be provided for the poor in their neighbourhoods, so as to be removed where the cholera is most prevalent. These portable baths of my own invention will not cost more than £5 each with all the apparatus, and I would go to any part of the 3 kingdoms, by merely allowing my travelling expenses, to erect them and to give the necessary information for the cure and prevention if required. William Williams, 54 First Street, Marlborough Road, Chelsea.